getting ready for the next meal with a big family. Of course, a small family, one or two, she didn't have a lot to do, but four or five, she had plenty to do.
Mm-hmm.
Never got through.
Mm-hmm. She did that every day?
Every day. She didn't have time for anything else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the instrument that you use to sweep the kitchen with to get the dirt out? What would you use to sweep the kitchen?
Well, they in those days they made the soap, a lot of soap from ashes that they cooked in the stove, you know?
Yeah.
They call it, and then they had the linox soap, L-E-N-O-X. They did, and they had scrub brush, you get on and scrub it.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have mops, see. They had broom, but they had these scrub brushes.
Yeah,
or take a brick, you know. They had these plain wooden floors.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a carpet in the kitchen. And that would just be bleach white.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure carpeting in the kitchen is a good thing even now.
It's wonderful where they improve.
Well, not as messy as I am.
Wouldn't do you do your own cooking?
Yeah, except for eating out. Yeah, I do some cooking. I don't do it every meal of the day.
Another thing I do, I wash the dishes and clean the house around. I haven't been busy all the time.
You do that yourself? Mm-hmm. Very good.
I hope you curse with the good condition I am if you get to be my age.
Well, that's a good 60, well, almost 60 years old, I hope so.
Hmm?
You say that's a few months down the road, I'd like to think I would be. Sure would. Okay, were there any different kinds of brooms that you use?
Yeah, they had straw brooms and the only kind they had at the time, they had, I don't know what they call them, they didn't have any wire brooms, any rough stuff, I don't think. In those days, they didn't have them. I don't know what they did. All I knew was it was just a straight kitchen broom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if a broom is sitting in the corner and the door is open, you would say that, where is the broom compared to the door?
Well, they had a broom closet, and most of them were kept behind the door, or some door in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where you swept the molds.
Mm-hmm.
They kept it, like you said, behind it. Kitchen door. They couldn't hang them up. There was no way to hang them up because they didn't have those rings those days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they just put it on the end and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Look behind the door and get the broom.
Okay. Would there be any, what do you call the clothes that need to be cleaned every week? What would you call that?
What's supposed to be cleaned?
All together. Well, let me put that a different way. Let's say, where would you go if you wanted both your ironing and your washing done together?
Well, a lot of that was, and winter, whether it was done in the kitchen. In the summer, it was done on the back porch out in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time, they had these great big pots that heat up when they go work outside.
Mm-hmm.
And when, anyway, then a lot of times in cold weather, they'd fire up this boiling pot where they boil the clothes,
mm-hmm.
and then hung them out on the line, see. And I else hang them in the kitchen if the weather was bad, see.
Mm-hmm.
Have the stove going all the time, hang them up in there.
It must be pretty warm in there.
Yeah, it had to be.
Yeah.
You see, they had to improvise a lot of times. The clothes got dirty regardless of the condition, and you had to keep that.
Mm-hmm.
So as many times the